Mortgage Mom here with some tips and advice for you. Do you have some debt that you'd like to get rid of? Credit cards, student loans, personal loans, car loans. Hey, do you own an RV and you want to get rid of that too? Just depends on what kind of equity you have in your property, but I don't want you to be worried that your interest rate right now on your first mortgage is so low that you don't want to get rid of it. I have a blended rate calculator and we're going to look and see what are you paying for all of your debts. I'll bet you anything that my rate on a new mortgage is going to be lower than what you're paying in everything combined right now. Give me a call. Let's do that. Let's go through it together. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. And hey, when you call, be prepared. Have those statements in front of you. Know what you owe. Know what those interest rates are. And let's put that calculator to good use.
KMJ Financial Group, direct lender, is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act and NMLS ID 167867.
Oh man, it's Saturday morning again, 7 a.m. Time for Mortgage Mom Radio on Go Country 105. And here she is, Debbie Marcoux.
Good morning, guys. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And we come to you every single Saturday live from 7 to 8. Obviously, y'all know that you can also find us on our podcast. So if you guys are into podcasting, go to iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere you like to grab your podcasts, we're there. So just search Mortgage Mom Radio. If you missed an episode in the past that you want to hear again, maybe you're just catching us for the first time today and you're ready to buy a home or you're ready to refinance, there is so much tips and advice in that podcast from past shows that, you know, you just don't want to miss those. And if you guys love watching or listening to the show, please keep doing it. It's every Saturday right here, Go Country 105 from 7 to 8. But you know, Barry, I have an agenda today.
Oh boy, you woke up with an agenda, huh?
I did. Well, you know, actually, I usually just come to the studio and whatever's going on is what I talk about. And it's kind of like I open my mouth and there you go. There's nothing scripted. There's nothing written. Sometimes we don't even know where we're going with the show and we end up with an hour done. But today I actually have an agenda and I want to call this one, this show, the Don't Wait Show.
Ooh, Don't Wait Show.
Don't wait. Stop procrastinating. That's going to be the name of this show. So I have, you know, obviously every week I get calls. I get calls all week long and I do consultations and I talk with people. And, you know, recently over, I'd say the last couple of months, I've had a lot of people who have called me and said, you know, I need to refinance. I'm in debt up to my ears. I don't know what to do. And they've already missed that payment. They've already missed a credit card payment. They've
missed,
and their credit scores have dropped and they're in, you know, the low to mid 500 range and they're just struggling and, you know, they're worried and they're afraid and they're scared and they don't know what to do. And we're working with them and we're going to definitely help them and get them into a new loan and
get
them out of their situation.
It's not too late when that happens, right? It's
not too late, but boy, does it make it a lot harder. It makes the loan fees a lot higher because it's not up to me. You know, if I could give everybody the best rate there was and charge them nothing for it, that's what I would do. I mean, obviously, you know, the better that I can do for you, the easier it is for me to sell the loan, right? But when you're in that position, there's risk factors that go into rate. And mortgage lenders aren't going to write the loan unless they feel like they're getting compensated for taking on that risk. So the interest rate ends up higher. The loan fees end up higher. Everything about the transaction ends up higher. Now, obviously, we want to get you out of that situation. We don't want you to stay in that situation. And we're going to help you. And down the road, then we'll refinance it again and get you into some better terms. But if you feel like you're struggling and you feel like... You know, if you're budgeting...
Wait, hold on. Turn up the radio, everyone.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Here comes mom advice.
Yeah.
Okay. So number one, we should all be budgeting our finances. You should have a spreadsheet or some sort of QuickBooks or Quicken, something that you're using that you can see your money coming in and your money going out. And you should be budgeting at least 3 to 4 months in advance at a minimum. But that is actually telling you what expenses do you have coming? What is going to have to get paid? Do you have that car registration that's going to be due in 2 months from now and you're barely making those minimum payments? So you need to know at what point in time are you literally going to go into the red? When are you going to be negative? And
nobody does that, dude.
They don't, but they should, because they get into the bind. They've already missed the payments. They're already behind. They've got a bunch of equity in their home and then they're calling me and the credit score is already really low. So, you know, think about it in advance. Don't wait. That's why I want to call this show Don't Wait. You know, call me before that happens. If you're living paycheck to paycheck right now and you've got just enough to make sure that all of the bills are paid, there are so many things that come up in life, like medical expenses, car registration, you know, things that you have to pay for that sometimes are one-time expenses, and that will just literally destroy you when you're already on that brink of barely making it. So stop doing that, guys. Stop waiting. Get on the phone right now. Call my office. Talk to me. Let's see what we can do. Let's get you into a better cash flow, better situation, using your credit score today before you've actually missed payments and your credit score has dropped. And if you're in that situation, I want everybody out there to listen. And this is where they should turn up their radio.
Okay, turn it up.
Okay, so you know, I have closed loans just recently for clients with credit scores as low as 520. There are loans out there. There's a lot of people that get really, really, you know, discouraged. Yes, 520. And they get very discouraged and they don't think that there is anything that they can do. That's not quite true. There are things that we can do. Now, mind you, if you're trying to buy a home for the first time, you don't own one already, and you have a 520 credit score with barely any money available for down payment, call me, but you're not ready to buy a house. We're going to actually go through what you need to do to get yourself prepared.
We're ready to plan to buy a house.
We're ready to plan.
Like, that's level one. That's where you start.
Exactly. And that's where we start talking about what are we going to do to correct the credit score? What, you know, because when you have very little money down, there isn't going to be a lender with a 520 credit score that's going to say, okay. But if you own a home and you've got a lot of equity in your home, now we're talking about a different situation. The risk is not nearly as high, even though the credit score might be just as low. So there are opportunities out there. There are options out there. And a lot of people stop. They don't even reach out because they're so discouraged. They think there's just no way I'm going to get that done. You know what? There is a way to get it done, especially if you have equity in your home. So I don't want to discourage anybody from calling me. Everybody should call me, no matter what is going on. But if you can plan in advance and you can foresee what's coming in the next few months, don't wait to call me until you're already underwater. Call me now before you get there.
Yeah, mom can help you. And all you have to do is call 844-935-3634. Right now is a really good time. You can call throughout the week too, but right now, you're going to get us right here, right now.
Right. We're here. We're at the station. We're at the studio, and we're doing it. So 844-935-3634. You guys can text me. Text the word mom to 474747. And you know, Barry, I love it when people email me. That one's great too.
Oh, yeah. Have you been getting a lot of emails lately?
I have been. It's actually been really good, and it's a lot easier to respond. So you guys can email me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at mortgagemomradio.com. So don't forget the radio, mortgagemomradio.com. You guys can go to my website too, mortgagemomradio.com. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a theme there, right? Mm-hmm. It's all the same name. But you can go to the website. You guys can check things out there, and you can actually contact me through the website as well, and I'll get an email from the website. So,
and there's a lot to learn on that website too.
There is. We've got all kinds of things going on. We've got, you know, all of the YouTube videos that we've done so far, workshops 1 through 6. We keep telling everybody that we're going to be releasing new ones. We've actually got that. It's in production right now to get those next few out, and those are going to be anytime, and we've already filmed and they're in editing at this point. You're working on those for us, Barry.
Oh yeah, wait till you see it.
Yeah, they're going to be really, really good. So make sure you guys subscribe to the Mortgage Mom Radio channel. But if you want to see those videos, you can get them right from the website, and they're really good. You know, start at 101 and work your way through to 106, and these are for first time home buyers, really teaching you where do you start. I get that call all the time. I don't even know where to start. Okay, we'll start with a night of popcorn and binge watch the mom.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
How's that sound? But binge watch me and learn. I mean, I literally start from the beginning. What are the acronyms that you need to know throughout a real estate transaction? We move through loan programs, closing costs, credit repair, property taxes. There's a lot that is there that is really, really useful right now for you. So check that out. But literally anytime now, we're so close. What do you think, Barry? What's our time frame?
Oh, come on. A couple days now. At least by the 4th of July.
At least by the 4th of July, yeah. We'll have another couple YouTube videos that have actually been released. So if you guys haven't subscribed already, go to Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube and subscribe to the channel so you don't miss those. But it's going to be a great show. I'm excited. We've got 4th of July coming. We're going to be off air next weekend for the 4th of July.
Oh, so mom gets a vacation, huh? What are you going to do?
Oh my goodness. I'm probably going to stay home. I might heat the pool. You know, it's the June gloom was serious this year.
Yeah.
It was very serious this year. So we haven't really had the opportunity to relax and get in the pool. So I might heat the water and do a staycation and stay home.
It's just starting to feel like summer.
It
you
is.
Know, just now. So, and you, the mortgage mom, have a home that's well set up with the pool and everything.
It is. It is all set up, and it's amazing that I spend more time at work than I do at home. So I might actually take that weekend of not coming into the studio and not working to actually, you know, spend some time at home and enjoy it and do a little bit of a staycation. I think that's my plan.
Pool party at mom's house.
Pool party at mom's house. We'll take some video. We'll send it out. Follow us on Facebook. You guys, you'll get a kick out of it. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll get into some questions and text messages. And now's a great time to call. So it's 844-935-3634 or text the word mom to 474747.